Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 108, Patrick here. CJ Evolution, thank you for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. June, cannot believe it. We are halfway through the year. But we are chugging along. We got many more episodes coming your way with a lot of fabulous guests. So stay tuned for that, folks. I wanted to talk a little bit today about change management and organizational transformation. If you are not changing as an organization, you are stagnant. Now, some change might not be good, but a lot of change is necessary, believe it or not. Changes in organizations help organizations and their people grow. So I wanted to talk a little bit about management, change management, and that type of organizational transformation. What is change management? Well, this is the process of changing the activities of the organization as well as implementation of procedures and technologies to achieve the desired objective of the organization, whatever your objective in your organization is, because we all have different objectives, with long-term sustainability being a primary objective for any organization. So I wanted to talk a little bit about some top 10 truths when it comes to change management. First of all, change doesn't happen overnight, and it's cyclical. A lot of times what people want is quick changes. Very rarely does it happen that way. Change management is a people business, folks. Law enforcement is a people business. Criminal justice, a people business. You've ever heard the saying, the business of business is people. Very applicable. A clear, inspiring vision is the driving force of change. Folks, if you don't know where you're going, if the organization does not know where it's going, and it might take some time, but you have to have a vision. You have to have a roadmap, right? If you were traveling to wherever, going on vacation, and you didn't know where you were going, you'd look at a map, right? Even if you did know where you were going, you're probably going to look at a map anyway, just to make sure, right, that you know where you're going on that long journey. Organizational transformation is a long journey. Trust is foundational. Folks, if leaders do not have trust, trust is foundational. Everything builds on trust. If you don't have that, you don't have anything. Urgency must remain prevalent. Have you ever been in a meeting, I know I have, where we talk about things and then that's it? That's it. You never hear from them again. They get filed away. I know some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. Urgency must remain prevalent. Authentic leadership inspires action. None of this fake leadership. I think we've all seen that before. At least most of us see right through the fake leaders. We want authenticity. Effective and consistent communication generates buy-in and transparency. We communicate it every day with each other. And I'm just as guilty of this sometimes as the next person. But how much of that communication is effective and consistent? More importantly, are we listening more than we're talking? Change agents serve as internal advocates across the organization. If you don't know what a change agent is, and you don't have to have a leader, or you don't have to have a special title, I'm sorry, to be a change agent. Some of the biggest change agents in organizations are the people on the ground level. They are the champions for change. They're the advocates. Everyone needs understanding to be understood. And an empowered staff is a dedicated staff. This comes in with micromanaging. Folks, if you are out there micromanaging your people, you are not empowering them. You are micromanaging your people. You have to let your people make mistakes. Hopefully not detrimental and harmful mistakes, but you have to let them make mistakes. That's empowerment. It cracks me up. Us in law enforcement. And I've been in organizations, I've seen organizations where they trust the men and women, the brave men and women to go out there and carry a gun and drive a car, make arrest, use a taser if they have to, a plethora of other things. But they don't trust them to make decisions when it comes to, you know, maybe talking with the public or writing a ticket or not. You know what I'm talking about, right? Sometimes, I mean, that has to start with leadership. And it really comes down to, like I said earlier, of having an empowered staff. along with trust and everything else we've talked about. But successful leaders and managers today are willing to exercise their leadership in such a way that their people are empowered to make decisions, share information, and try new things. Most employees slash future leaders see the value in finding empowerment and are willing to take on the responsibilities that come with it. If future leaders have the wisdom to learn from the experience of present leaders, and if present leaders have the wisdom to build an environment that empowers people, both will share in the benefits. So let's talk about some assumptions and blind spots. Assumptions, we all assume every day, various different things. Blind spots, just like the name implies, are things that we might not even see. So an assumption, people will support the effort as long as they are given all the facts. But the blind spot and the reality is, folks, you were never going to make everybody happy, especially cops. Everything could be perfect in an organization. And you're always going to have cops. You're always going to have criminal justice people that don't agree. Guaranteed resistance, folks. You were never going to make everybody happy. It's just the way it is. Assumption number two, everyone understands the how and why of change. A blind spot to that, leaders unaware of the lack of commitment by staff. And three, a change effort will eventually be complete. And the blind spot is you're not taking the human side of change into account. Sometimes we have that lack of emotional connection. We have to have that connection, folks. So I hope everybody is doing well. I hope you're having a fantastic evening, whatever you are doing. And I hope this was beneficial. We have a great guest coming on the next tomorrow, so I hope you check out the next episode. So with that, folks, take care. If you head over to cjevolution.net and you can link up to iTunes, rate and review my podcast, I sure would appreciate it. Once again, thank you, all the first responders out there, brave men and women keeping us safe. Thank you for what you do. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.